Well, hey, everybody, it's Donna Partow, and I'm welcoming you to week 10. Wow. Does anyone know where the other, where all these weeks have gone? It's really flown by. But we here we are on week 10, and what did I tell you that my phone would appear? I was hunting for it. Now, the minute I hit record, my phone piped up. So anyway, here we go. Let's pray. Most of all, pray that my voice holds out. It's one of those totes talk. And as my teenager would say, and she's like, I don't know, should you admit to them that you got sick? This is about how to be healthy. And you're sick. You know what? I have a friend from high school. In fact, he was my secret love. And he has not been sick since high school. I don't think he was ever sick in high school, and he's still not sick. He was in charge of the class reunion, I guess it's 35 years, and he's not been sick in like 35 years. So I think that's just admirable and amazing, and that would be my dream. My goal would to be never be sick. But alas, meanwhile, back in the real world, I got sick. Last week, I don't know what happened, a flu, a virus, was it the Zika? I was down in Miami and I got bit by all these mosquitoes, so maybe it was the Zika. I don't know, but I, your fearless leader on the road to health, I admit it. God, I don't know, maybe some of you will demand a refund. Wait, we thought you were never sick. I was sick last week, let me tell you. Down for the count, people. Down for the count she went. But back this week, praying that my voice holds out and that my Lord just gives me the strength to share what I have for you today. Going to be super practical. Last 2 weeks were spiritual. We were doing healing our emotional eating triggers and the special blessings prayer and all that wonderful stuff. And so we like to mix it up a little bit. Sometimes it's about spirit, sometimes soul, sometimes body. And this week is going to be super practical. And I guess really it's going to be about the soul. It's going to be about the soul. And I hope you've loved the 90-day renewal. I mean, we've really covered so many different aspects. And maybe I'll review a little bit of that today. But we've covered a lot of ground. We've given you a lot of different tools. And everything that you need to go on and live a great, healthy life is all right here in this class. And I will stand by that with everything that I've got. I just do not believe that there's any other program anywhere in the world that offers the value that we deliver here. The breadth of information in all aspects of spirit, soul, and body all together in one place, in one class, in 90 days, at such a reasonable price. So I'm honored that God has brought this together and continued this for all these decades, and I pray that it's a blessing to you and that you'll share with others what God has done in your life through it. Well, let's pray and get underway. So, Father, I do thank you for this privilege and this opportunity, and I'm asking you to really, really be strong today on my behalf. As I'm feeling great, but my voice is maybe not feeling as great as I am right now. So I'm asking you to just speak through me and come through loud and clear. Lord, to empower your women for the final stretch. We're into the last 26 days. It's really a marathon. It's a long race, and the final stretch is ahead, and I pray that today I'll be able to share some things that will light a fire and get people excited to find another gear, as I like to say, and really, really finish strong. Amen. Amen. Well, let's review the seven secrets for weight release. Remember, number one is to recognize that your body is on the front line of a spiritual war. That is very real to me, I'm telling you. I feel like I'm in the middle of a spiritual war. This past week was quite the battle. But we get the victory. We get the victory. Because God leads us from victory to victory and from strength to strength. Number two, and in that realm, I've given you a couple of really powerful tools, right? The curse-breaking prayer. Are you still using that? I hope you printed that out or that you rewrote it. Put that in your Bible. Put that in your book. Have it somewhere handy. And pray that over your life. And then the special blessings prayer. Don't you love that? That's something that I think we need to be working on a daily basis. Proactively choosing to obey that difficult command to bless those who've hurt us. And then number two, and this is where we're going to camp out today, is to do it for something more significant than a scale or a dress size. Now, most of you know that our motto here at WEU is get free, get focused, and go far. And I'm going to kind of dive into that a little bit today. Get free. I want to encourage you to make a list of all the things that you need to get free of. And you can grab a piece of paper right now and do this even right here live on the webinar. We can make this kind of interactive. What are some old habits, some addictions, mindsets, limitations, bondages, curses, toxins, weight? What are all of the things that you need to get free of? Things that are preventing you from living the life that Jesus died to give you. All of the things that are preventing you from becoming the woman that you really want to be. Just jot down a bunch right now. Make a list. See, we don't like hearing this, but we are who we are because of the choices we've made so far. We are who we are because of the choices we've made so far. Our choices are habits. We are the sum total of what we have previously done. And we got into the mess the same way we're going to get out of it. Little bits with consistency. Little bits with consistency. You know, it was every day having that little nacho platter before bed or a bowl of ice cream before bed. Those little foxes that spoil the vine. And we don't think they're a big deal, but over time, that diet soda addiction, whatever it is, and over time, it's really taking a toll. And then get focused. Go through that list one by one and think, okay, so if I could only be free of number one or number two, which would have the most impact on my life? And then just go down the list and rank them in order of how much impact the change would have on your life. And I say, go for the lead domino. Go for that habit, that mindset, that belief, whatever, that thing you need to get free of. That one that would have the most impact. If you could get victory in that one area, it would affect so many other areas. For a lot of you, I don't know, maybe it's internet surfing, again, maybe it's diet soda, it's novels, it was something that you're giving a lot of time and energy. Could be one relationship that just sucks away all of your time and energy. But if that one area you could get the victory, it would make such a difference. And then so pick one area and think, okay, what is the new habit? Now I'm going to dive into this a little bit deeper and go after it. And then do that every month as you set new goals and just go through the list until you've secured the victories in all those different areas. And one day you'll wake up and you won't even recognize yourself in the mirror anymore. And focus for maximum impact. Decide which is the most important thing. You've heard me say this before. We can't wage battles on all fronts. And I know that I introduce a lot of different material and a lot of different tools in the 90-day renewal. But I don't expect you to wage battles on all fronts at all times. You've got to pick and choose and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide and direct and prioritize. Because I'm talking to women from all over the world in every walk of life. And right now, one thing might be exactly what you need and you've got to run with it. And another woman's like, well, I don't need that right now. I've got the victory in that area. Or maybe I'll come back to that later. Your journey is your own. And that's why the Holy Spirit takes all of these resources and custom tailors it to each woman. But don't just decide, you've got to also believe. There's so much power in believing. believe if I give this my focused attention for 21 days, I can make serious progress. You got to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to change. Decide and believe those two things. I talk with people almost every day who think they have a money problem or a family problem or a health problem or church problem or a relationship problem, whatever, some other problem. And what they really have is an inability to focus problem. And that's really going to be our new challenge. Let's start keeping our commitments, starting with the commitments that we make to ourselves. And I'm going to challenge you today to make a commitment to yourself and to the rest of your fellow classmates and really see it through. And then the step three is to go far toward becoming the person that you want to be. Keep your why before you. What is that why? We've talked about that for 10 weeks now. And I hope you've made it visual. Paint a picture. Cut them out of a magazine or get an old picture of what you used to look like or a trip that you want to go on. But make it visual and put it up on the wall. I would encourage you to consider my whiteboard system. I'm not going to go into it today. I teach it in Make This Your Best Year Ever. Everybody love that class. If you haven't taken it, be sure to take it at some point. It doesn't have to be January 1st for you to decide that you want to have a great year. You could take that class anytime you want. But basically the concept is this. It's really a strategy of how to focus from macro to micro. Start with a vision, lifetime goals. Who do you want to have? What do you want to have, do, and be in your lifetime? And then break it down into an annual goal. Okay, so if that's what I want to have, do, and be in my lifetime, then what do I need to do this year to move that forward? And I put all of this on a whiteboard and I review it every single day and update it daily. If that's what I want to do this year in order to become that person in my lifetime, okay, then what am I going to have to do this month? Okay, great. Now I know what I want to need to do this month and in order to achieve those goals this year in order to have, do, and be all I want to have, do, and be in my lifetime. Now I know what I need to do this month. Okay, well, how about this week? What do I need to do this week so that this month I'll be on task with what I need to do this year to make my life what I know that God is calling me to have, do, and be. Okay, so now I know what I need to do this week. What do I need to do today? Okay, great. Let's break it down. What do I need to do today? And then break it down even further using the Pomodoro app. I've shared that with you. You set it for 25 minutes. You could just even use a kitchen clock or tomatotimer.com or go into an app store or Google Play and download an app and okay, so what do I need to do in this next hour? What do I need to do in the next 25 minutes so that today I can get done what I need to do today so that this week I can get done what I need to do to get my goals for this month so that I can make my goals for this year so that I can get onto the path of making sure that when I come to the end of my life, I can leave this earth with a feeling of satisfaction and completion that I was faithful to have, do, and be all that God ordained for me. It's really just that simple. And that doesn't mean there aren't days and weeks and tough times that come along, but we pick ourselves up and roll up our sleeves and get back to work. And this really works. And again, I dive into this in the Make This Your Best Year Ever class, but I wanted to at least give you a glimpse of that, give you the picture and the vision of it. Our challenge for the next 21 days, it's not just for a week, this is a 21-day challenge. We've got 26 days total. So if you want it left in the class, if you want to take a couple days of planning and putting it together, you can start your 21 days whenever you want. Some of you will say, hey, I want to start my 21 days today. Others will, maybe you want to start on when. It doesn't matter. But within the next few days, you need to get yourself in gear and get going and set aside a 21-day period when you are all in and in it to win it with this reward yourself challenge. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. Donna, I don't reward myself. I don't reward myself. You know, maybe I'll set a goal and I'll do it just because, but I can't reward myself. And I definitely can't come up with any kind of a big reward because I never spend anything on myself. I never do anything for myself. And you know me, I always come right back at you, say, I love you with the love of the Lord, but never kid a kidder. You reward yourself every day. The problem is that you're not giving yourself positive rewards. You're not giving yourself rewards worth fighting for. You're not giving yourself rewards worth living for. You're not giving yourself the kind of reward that would get you out of bed in the morning an hour earlier. You're not giving yourself the kind of reward that your eyes open and you're like, I got to get moving. I got to get in gear. I've got this reward I'm working towards. And it's motivating all my thinking. Because I've set before me a reward worth having, and I'm going to go after it with everything that I've got. I'm not here. I love you all. I mean, you're wonderful. I'm not seeing any of us. I'll put myself in there. I'm not seeing any of us. One woman, I think she and her son are going to go to China. But I'm not seeing anyone who has really put before themselves an amazing, compelling vision. And I'm challenging you right now. I want you to do this. I want you to set before your eyes a picture of an amazing reward that you are going to earn over the next 21 days or so. And I want this reward to be big enough and amazing enough and powerful enough that your eyes open before the alarm goes off and you leap to attention and you're like, salute. And you're like, I am a soldier on a mission. I got to do this thing. Here's the greatest management principle in the world. Behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated. Behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated. If you really want to change your life, you've got to make this principle work for you because right now it's working against you because you are rewarding yourself. It is human nature. Any behavior, and you're like, no, I don't reward myself. Okay. Any behavior that is repeating because it's being rewarded. Any behavior in your life that is repeating because it's being rewarded in some way. Now, it might not be rewarded with a trip to Disneyland or a cruise vacation or a new wardrobe. But every behavior in your life that's repeating is repeating for one reason and one reason only, because it's being rewarded somehow, some way. And I know I've taught on this a little bit before, but this is important enough that I want you to stay with me and really tune in and hear this. Even if you've heard me teach it before, hear it right now in a fresh way. You are rewarding yourself. The problem is that you're probably rewarding all the wrong behaviors with all the wrong rewards. And your life will never be what you want it to be as long as you continue rewarding negative behaviors. So stop. And you're going to have to really do some thinking about this and really press into it. Make two lists. And again, you can start this right now. Grab, you know, I hope you've got a pen and paper ready. Number one, wanted behaviors that are not repeating. Wanted behaviors that are not repeating. And unwanted behaviors that are. Does everybody have those two lists? You can get started now and then continue working on it later today. Unwanted behaviors. I'm going to start with that because these are more obvious. Be a scientist and study yourself. In what way are you rewarding the very behavior you say you want to eliminate? Some of the common rewards, and they're usually intangible. And I didn't really put this in the notes, and now I'm wishing I had. Two types of rewards, tangible and intangible. Right now, you're probably giving yourself intangible rewards. And I am challenging you to set before yourself a tangible reward that can become more powerful than the intangible rewards that you're getting right now, that you're settling for. Because right now you're probably settling things for a reward like comfort, cope, escape, sympathy, attention. This is a big one. You guys ready? This is going to be an ouch-a-looia. Significance. Don't underestimate this one. Many of us, and I say us because I'm always right there with you. I'm right there with you. There's been a huge revelation in my own life, even in the past year. Many of us derive a sense of significance from our problems, including our weight problem. I mean, I've got this big problem. I must be really important. I must be a fluke of the universe because look at me. No matter what I do, I can't lose weight. I mean, I'm doing all the right things, but I'm not releasing the weight. I mean, this is a mystery. This is, we the news should stop by and see this amazing thing that's happening here. But then when we really dig down and get honest, you know, it's probably not nearly as mysterious as we think. It's probably a very reasonable explanation for why we are where we are in every area of our life. But many women in particular derive an enormous sense of significance from being sick, from having, you know, having your weight problem, having a marriage problem. You're going to have to pray about this. This is not something that you're going to receive from me. And if this sounds like Donna, she can't. This Donna, I don't know what you're talking about. That's definitely not me. I just so happen to have all these problems. It's not that I'm addicted to my problems. It's not that I'm attached to these problems. It's not that I'm deriving some sense of significance from them. It's just a coincidence. It's just this weird thing. I have all these problems. Maybe, but go to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to show you. Is there some way in which the reward you're getting, again, these are intangible, that this, it's an emotional reward. Like I have the big significant problem here. And we again, this is something that's very easy to see in other people, but almost impossible to see in ourselves. Right? And you can probably think of someone and they use their problems as a way of getting attention and getting sympathy. Oh, my husband is so terrible and my husband is so awful and my husband is so, and my kids and the church and blah, 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 blah. And it's a way to get attention. And again, with that, significance is maybe just another word for attention. Everybody needs to stop the Bible study. Come on, now we all have this one woman in our weekly Bible study, right? The whole class has to stop every week and focus on her problems. It's a way to get attention. And that's the reward. The reward is the intention. How many of you do we have any parents out there? Did you have that one child, at least, that they couldn't figure out how to get positive attention, so they were happy to get negative attention? Not your children, of course, because your children are perfect. But do you see other people's children doing this? Just think about this. And is there some way in which we as adult women are still clinging to childish ways and wanting to get attention, significance, and that's the reward? And I guess what I'm saying to myself and to all of this is that how sad to settle for those so-called rewards when God wants so much more for us. God wants us to enjoy the reward of a rewarding life. God wants us to have an abundant life, not a life of pseudo significance. See, nothing is sadder, really, than someone deriving pseudo significance from their problems. And we've all seen it, and probably we've all done it. And I want us to take 21 days and get free of it. Get free of it. And just ask God to show you. Maybe it doesn't apply to you at all. But if it does, how's this relevant? Is it time for you to live larger? Is it time for you to set some rewards that are really worth having in this life? As long as the behavior is being rewarded, it's going to continue repeating. Take away the reward and the behavior will eventually stop. Think about this. Go through the list. All those things I said, make the list of the behaviors that keep repeating and really think about it. What kind of intangible reward are you deriving from it? And I don't think this is something that you're going to answer in the next 15 minutes, and it could take months, it could take years to unravel some of these things. But the Holy Spirit has the answers, that's for sure. We all have the same things. We're all the same. We all have either excuses or results, but never both. Any moment that you're making excuses is a moment you're not making results. Again, any moment you spend making excuses is a moment you are not making results. Now, I've got some bad news here. Your excuses aren't impressing anyone other than you. So, here's an idea. Stop being so impressed by your excuses. Anybody else? I'm very impressed with my excuses. Well, I'm on the road. I'm traveling. I have guests. I have family coming over. It's my birthday. It's Christmas. It's Hanukkah. It's Kwanzaa. It's Valentine's Day. It's Easter. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's the 4th of July. Come on, right? It's not where they're not that impressive. So let's stop being impressed with them. So when next time you hear a little excuse popping in your head, just say, you don't impress me. Go away, Mr. Excuse. You're not impressing me. Just this one excuse. That's a great one. Well, yeah, this won't hurt. How about that one? It won't hurt. That doesn't matter. How about that one? That doesn't matter. It's no big deal. This is once. I'll start tomorrow. Anybody use that one a lot? Yeah, I'm going to start tomorrow. Okay, now let's get that. That was the negative. People are like, oh, no, Donna, we tune in for something uplifting. This is not uplifting. Say something uplifting. Okay, here we go. We'll switch gears real quick here. Let's talk about the wanted behavior. That was the unwanted. Proactively decide how to reward the behavior you want to see. And I need to say this. You're worth it. Your life is worth it. And everybody who loves you and cares about you wants what's good for you. And they want to cheer you on. And occasionally there's that one sick husband out there. I don't know, maybe you're married to him, but most husbands, 99.99%, would love nothing more than to be the husband of a happy wife. 99.99% of children would love nothing more than to be the child of a happy mommy. 99.99% of your friends, true friends, would love nothing more than to see you succeeding. And if you have friends who don't want to see you succeed, guess what? They're not really your friends. They want to see you moving forward and getting results. And when you're busy getting results, there's no time and no need to make excuses. So let's detach from the excuse making and attach to the results making. Let's stop being excuse makers and start being results makers. You know, people who are good at making excuses are rarely good at making anything that matters. Are you really good at making excuses? Then it's going to be really hard for you to be good at anything else. I'm being honest. I'm launching today the 21-day no excuses campaign. Who's with me? Anybody? A little bit of tough love today. A little bit of tough love. I feel it. Here's what we're going to do. After careful evaluation, each one of us, we're going to decide the old habit you want to remove or the new habit you want to replace it with. And you're going to set a goal for these 21 days. Now, it must be totally in your control. Super important. For these 21 days, it's got to be totally in your control to make this happen. In other words, if you don't drive and the only exercise you can get is swimming at the YMCA and you're dependent on someone to come and get you and pick you up and drive you to the YMCA, you can't pick that. It's got to be totally in your control. Be sure to track a behavior, not an outcome. And specifically, don't make it a number on the scale. My goal for these 21 days is to lose 10 pounds. Don't do that because that's not completely within your control. You can do everything right and the scale doesn't budge. Has anybody ever been there or done that? I mean, sometimes it's doing what it wants to do. Maybe you're building muscle or retaining fluid. I don't know. So don't make it an outcome. Don't even make it, well, I'm going to fit this dress. Track a behavior. Track a habit. Not an outcome. Okay? Is everybody clear about this? Because we've done this before at the renewal, and there's been confusion. So I want to be as clear as I possibly can. It's got to be something that's totally within your control to do each day. It's got to be a behavior that you're going to track. Don't make it an all or nothing goal or you will collapse under the weight of it. So give yourself a small margin for error. In other words, if your goal is, okay, 21 days, I can't miss even one day. And if I miss even one day, the sky is falling and I'm not going to get my reward. You give yourself a tiny bit of wiggle room here. So maybe 19 of 21 days or, you know, I've got to do it do it twice in one day if you miss one day, but to give yourself some margin for error. Not a lot of wiggle room, but a tiny bit of wiggle room. We're trying to set ourselves up for success here. Again, don't make it a number on the scale, but the number of hours that you will spend exercising, right? Or the number of miles that you will swim each day, or the distance that you're going to bike, or maybe number of days sugar-free. You can pick again. Go back. What do you think is going to make the biggest change in your life? We're at the final 26 days, and of those, we're going to take 21 days and go all in for this No Excuses campaign. What one area of your life, what's the biggest change that you could make to really finish strong here? I think maybe for a lot of us, it's sugar-free or maybe caffeine-free. Or, you know, doing salads every day. I don't know, whatever. You pick it. Maybe 21 days with no television. 21 days making sure you exercise first. Whatever. You guys each need to decide what that is. But again, don't make it an outcome. Don't make it, oh, in 21 days I'm going to fit this dress. Or in 21 days I'm going to weigh this amount. Does everybody get this? We're talking about an activity. We're talking about your habit. That's what we want to track. And the process is, you know, paint the ultimate go far vision. Who do you want to be? You know, where do you want to be? We talked about this last week. Envision yourself on day 90. Soon it's going to be time to submit your entries for the Total Transformation Contest. What do you want your testimony to be? When you put together your video to inspire the world. Look, I just got a book right here. Lose 20 pounds in 28 days. We've got 26 days left. I mean, if you've got enough weight to lose, you could lose another. Honestly, you could lose 20 pounds. If you went sugar-free, if you got rid of all, if you went white-free, nothing white. I'm not going to eat anything white. No white food for 21 days. There are people in this class who could easily drop 20 pounds in the next 21 days just with that one change. No sugar, no dairy, no bread, no pasta, nothing white, no sugar, none. Vegetables and lean protein and fat, healthy fats. If you just did that, we have a lot of women in this class who could lose 20 pounds in 21 days, honestly. Choose the bad habit you need to be free of. Choose the new good habit you need to get focused on. And pick a reward. My suggestion, it doesn't have to be this, but my suggestion is pick the reward you want and buy a gift card to obtain that reward. And do it within 24 hours. And I'm telling you, you've got to pick a reward that's big. It's got to be something big. I don't know what your budget is, but it should be a stretch. It should be a sacrifice. I'm putting $1,000 on the line. And you're like, well, Don, I could never do that. Okay. I think your reward needs to be at least worth $100. It's got to be something like you're leaping out of bed. Leaping out of bed. Like, wow, I'm a woman on a mission here. I've got 21 days, no excuses. And I've set before myself a compelling, amazing reward, and I want that reward. And I've got $1,000 I'm putting on the line. I'm putting myself out there right now. And I'm telling you, here's what I'm going to do. 21 days, I'm going to do the no white. 21 days, no white. No dairy, no sugar, no nothing white. For 21 days. And if I don't do it, I'm going to give $1,000 to the next rude, at the end of 21 days, I didn't make my goal, the next rude person that I meet is going to get a check for $1,000. Now, usually like a service. If I go into a Starbucks or a restaurant and someone's rude to me, they're getting $1,000. And if I do make my goal, I'm getting my new wardrobe for Fiji because I've had the same wardrobe in Fiji for 3 months. And you guys saw how small my wardrobe was. It's tiny little wardrobe. And I wore those clothes every day for 3 months. So I need some new clothes. And I rarely buy myself anything. So this is huge. I'm going to get $1,000 of beautiful new clothes for Fiji, and I'm probably going back to Colombia, whatever. I'm going to get some brand new clothes. And I'm telling you, $1,000, that's a lot of money in my world. That's a ton of money in my world. And I'm doing this because I need to find another year. So I'm really putting myself out there. I'm not saying you need to put up $1,000. I know that's a ton of money. But I'm saying we need to go big or go home. Go big or go home. And a great way to do this is to buy a gift card, but do it within the next 40 hours and then look at that reward, that gift card. And maybe I should just go buy it. My favorite shop is, although I can't commit to spend it all. Like I could go to Black House White Market or something and do that. But I think I just want to give away a check. But I'm debating with myself right now, but I really like this idea of the gift card. Get the gift card or a bunch of gift cards, whatever, and then look at them every day and know that either you're going to spend that gift card or you're going to give it away. Maybe some of you want to take the family to Disneyland. I've talked about this before. If you plan a reward that includes your family, then they're all on board. They'd be like, Mom, you better get in here and do some sit-ups. Mom, you better do some push-ups because we're all going to Disneyland if you fulfill your 21-day no excuses campaign. And we want to go to Disneyland. So come on, Mom, let's get going. If you can think of a reward that is going to be a blessing to the people nearest to you, then they're going to support you even more. And this is, you know, kind of the dire consequence. That if you don't achieve your goal, you got to give away the gift card. And I, if you're anything like me, I'm not wanting to give away $1,000 to a rude person. I might want to give $1,000 to a missionary or to my church or to, you know, someone in need, but I'm not in a big hurry to give it to some rude person. Again, I encourage you to buy it immediately and be prepared to give it away to someone who doesn't deserve it and will never thank you for it. Your little gift card, your little certificate, whatever. And must be a total stranger. One thing would be to just give it back to the place you bought it and tell them to give it to the least deserving person who comes in that day. I hope you guys are excited about this. Let me know if you're on board. Type it into the chat. Let me know. See, I am in 21-day no excuses campaign. This is the change that I need to make, that I'm committing to. And, you know, you might need some time to map it out. I'm going to refine mine a little bit more today and really nail down what I want to do, because I was originally tying it to my weight. And I realized, Donna, you can't tie it to a number on a scale because that's not within your control. So even I, who teach this stuff, I catch myself wanting to do that because that's just human nature. Oh, well, I'm going to weigh this amount by this date. Well, you know, I don't know if I can weigh a certain weight by a certain date. But what I can do is control my daily behavior and make a change. And you can do the same. So I hope some people are excited about this. I want to see some amazing rewards. I want to start hearing reports from you ladies. Like, Donna, I'm getting up at 5 a.m. because I'm not playing. I committed that I was going to do 100 push-ups a day or, you know, whatever. And let me say this too. Don't make it too complicated, but you might want to do a couple little behaviors. In other words, you might say, well, okay, I'm going to do a 30-minute walk and no sugar. So you could do a variety of things, but don't make it so overwhelming that you set yourself up to fail. Does that make sense? Or you could even do like a combination of things. Okay, during these 21 days, I'm going to have 10 hours of exercise. I'm going to have 10 days of sugar-free. And I'm going to have, just map it out. You can mix it up a little, make it interesting, make it challenging. Make it something that gets you excited. Because that's what I'm not seeing right now, being honest. I get it. I've been doing this for 16 years. We're in week 10. I mean, this is a marathon. This is a slog. And I see you ladies, you're kind of getting weary. You're like, I don't know. Maybe I'll thumbs up some people on Facebook group today. That's all I've got. I get it. But I'm challenging you, even as I'm challenging myself, let's find another gear. Let's put a reward before us that gets us excited. And I want to see some excitement, some enthusiasm, some passion. I want to hear some amazing success stories this semester. Now, we saw some people transform their homes. I mean, we saw some people transform their homes. And that was exciting. And, you know, I'm going to have to put out a reward for you ladies. And let me just pray about this. I'm going to have to come up. Oh, I just had an anointing. Wow. Whew. I'm going to have to put up a big reward. I'm not going to announce it right now, but within the next 48 hours, I'm going to announce a reward that I'm going to give to the woman who really pulls out all the stops for her 21-day no excuses campaign. I want to see a woman who's like making a video and putting herself out on Facebook and saying, hey, you know what, everybody, I'm doing the 21-day no excuses campaign, and this is what I'm doing and how I'm going to reward myself. I want to see some creativity. I want to see some passion. I want to see a woman saying, I'm going to be the one who inspires the other ladies at the 90-day renewal to finish strong. I'm going to find another gear. And you can make it beautiful. You can make it creative. You can make posters. Let's spur one another on to finish strong so that when it comes time for the Total Transformation Contest, you make my job impossible. That there are just so many amazing transformations in these final 26 days. Come on. That's plenty of time. I want to see women drop another 10 pounds, another 15 pounds. I want to see some of you women, you know who you are, you've got a ton of weight to lose. Let's see you drop 20 pounds in the last 26 days. Let's let God write a story for His glory in these closing weeks together. Let's find another gear and let's do this. Not enough to, well, you know, I come to the webinars and listen to Donna. No, let's change your life. Let's change your life. And I've put myself out there in a big way, and I feel like I'm going to put it out. I'm going to put something out there in an even bigger way to reward you ladies. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Seven secrets for weight release. Understand the battle is waged and won or lost in your soul and not your body. Your mind, will, and your emotions. And really, isn't that what this is all about? The No Excuses campaign? That's the mind, will, and emotions. Stop depleting your limited willpower. My number one tip for you, eat fat early and often. Eat fat early and often to reduce cravings. And I meant to put this up and I forgot. Udo's oil, U-D-O, Udo's oil. I just got that last week. I think it's really, really good. It's a mixture of, it's all seed oil, and it tastes horrible, but I'm doing it now twice a day, and it's just another way to get healthy fat. What do I mean? Come on, I've told you this. Brazil nut, almonds, coconut oil, early in the morning and throughout the day. Healthy fat, so important. And again, as I shared last week, put your body in an alkaline state so it doesn't crave acid. Number five is overcoming emotional eating triggers, critical to lifelong weight management. We worked on that last week. And remember, are we still doing our 7x3 strategy? I congratulate you for, I receive God's forgiveness and forgive you for, look, this is you looking in the mirror, I commit to you that I will. Are you still doing this every day? Number six, when it comes to exercise, little bits with consistency will take you further than fits and starts. Are you doing your daily walk? Are you bouncing on your trampoline? Are you doing your pre-meal 90 seconds? 90 seconds worth of squats or push-ups against the wall or pulling on a stretch band, 90 seconds before you put anything in your mouth, 90 seconds of exercise. Are you doing this? And some of you are doing weight training. Not for everybody, but some of you have added that in. And then number seven, true biblical fasting is essential for health, vitality, and lifelong weight management. There's daily intermittent fasting. Are some of you finding that that's working for you? Again, if that doesn't work for you, that's fine. But some people have found that that alone is enough to really spark some weight loss. There's weekly fasting. I hope everybody has gotten into that habit. We actually, this week, had a two-day fast, Sunday and Monday. But many of us make a lifelong habit to just fast on Mondays and then extended fasts. Our six steps to renewal success, you remember these? Read the daily assignment in Becoming the Woman I Want to Be. Listen to the weekly training, the affirmations, the scripture memory audios. Watch the daily video, join the weekly webinar, meet others on the Facebook group, and then change your life through little bits with consistency. What is this week's focus? Of course, the Reward Yourself campaign, 21 day, no excuses. I'm really hoping that I was able to light a fire under everybody today. I'm excited, and I hope you are too. Quick reminder that the 90-day renewal is about addition, not subtraction. The only change this week is that you'll notice I've added in some 45-minute walks. Occasionally, just go a little bit longer than the typical 30 minutes. But are you doing all these things? You're having your time with God. You've got your morning tonic. Right now, it's the apple cider vinegar and local honey. I did it with my lemon this morning, and I'm going to keep it that way. I've got my lemon water, and then just add the apple cider vinegar and a little bit of honey to that. Your whole food supplement, probiotics. Today I mentioned the Udo's oil. I think that would be a good one to add. Are you continuing to have as many veggies as you can? Are we still doing our jars? I don't know. Have we lost that? I hope we haven't lost it. Are we still preparing, whether on Saturday or Sunday, preparing our salads in a jar for a week, preparing our soups in a jar for a week, whether the bone broth or cabbage soup or the cabbage soup with the bone broth, that combination? Are you putting some things into the slow cooker? Are you preparing some smoothies? You can chop up the ingredients for the smoothies and put those in freezer bags and have that all prepared for the week. Are we still doing that? I haven't seen you posting pictures of that. I'd love to see those. Share it into the Facebook group. the 45-minute walk. Your bouncing is up to 15 minutes. We won't go in really any higher than that. 15 minutes a day on the trampoline is plenty. That's plenty. Are you adding 64 ounces of water every day? And really, if you can, you may need to do more. It's suggested that you do up to half your weight in ounces. And again, if you weigh 400 pounds, you've got to kind of, you know, be realistic, but as much as you can. Are you adding 2 eggs to your daily routine? Adding salad? Again, if you do the salad in a jar and maybe do hard-boiled eggs, it makes it easy. Make it easy to succeed. Are you having your evening detox, whether you want to do the lemon or the cranberry? I know everybody hates the cranberry. your pre-meal exercises, your optional weight training, and I introduced you to the idea of kettlebells, your probiotics, your bone broth, and your healthy dinner of veggie and protein. So those are the additions. And that's it for life. You're not going to see any more changes in the final 3 weeks of the renewal. You've got your morning routine. How is that going? Your evening routine. I'm telling you, are you guys doing this? Powerful. And that's it. Let me pray for you. And I'm excited to hear your feedback and to see who's going to be in it to win it. And I'm going to throw out a prize. I don't know what it is yet, but I am going to throw in a prize on top of the reward that you're going to give yourself. So God, I thank you so much. And I know that this was a little bit of a challenging one, but Lord, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need to just be spurred on a little bit. And Lord, I just want to pray right now for that woman who knows that she's the one who needs to really step up. She's the one who needs to really step up and set the example and set the pace. We want to be faithful to your command to spur one another. Let us consider how we can spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And I know, it's hard for women to put themselves out there and say, you know, I'm really going to reward myself in a big way. I'm really going to challenge myself to show up big. And if I'm true to my word and give it my all, then I've earned a reward worth having. And God, I pray that you would reveal, and again, you only reveal to heal. You're not mad at us. You're not disappointed at us. You're not trying to expose us. But Lord, you do reveal to heal. And I pray that you would reveal those ways in which we've been settling for rewards that just are not worth having, like sympathy, attention, comfort, cope, escape. Lord, let's dare to believe that we were born for so much more and that you want more and you want better for us. So reveal to heal. And then just, God, I pray that you would give your women courage to believe that they're worth something and that their life is important enough to reward the right behavior. And I pray that their families would be supportive and that they would be surprised how supportive and their family and friends are when they say, hey, this is what I'm committing to do, and this is the really out there reward that I'd like to give myself, and can I have your support? That if I really follow through, no excuses. If I really follow through in 21 days, go all in and give it everything that I've got and make major changes in the way that I'm showing up, would you support me in rewarding myself in a really big way? And I just think that some of us are going to be really surprised at how supportive the people in our lives are going to be. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to dare to live larger. Amen. Well, I am excited to get some feedback here. And I'd love for you, you're welcome to raise your hand and you can talk to me. Honey, we've not had a lot of that, but you're more than welcome to raise your hand and I can call on you. Or you can add your comment in the chat. If this ministered to anybody, made sense to somebody, let me hear from you. Raise your hand. Was this helpful? Was this encouraging? Did this make sense? You're free to raise your hand and share with me and with the rest of the class. I will check in also in the bottom if anybody wants to type in. You know, like, I don't want to raise my hand, but. Dorothy says, this 90-day renewal has been awesome. My spirit has released years of unhealthy weights of discouragement, abandonment, ungodly beliefs, and I am feeling good. Awesome. Wonderful. Victoria says, agreed. Amazing comprehensive program available for and to everyone. It's a great value. Amazing leader and tribe. Thank you, Donna, beloved woman of God, victorious conqueror who models this freely. Oh, thank you so much. And openly for women worldwide. Judy says, I love the list of things to get free of. Chenki, and you'll have to help me pronouncing your name, but she says, I've found the reason why I was eating bad food. The Holy Spirit led me to find it out a few weeks ago. I love this renewal, and indeed, it's a lot of different tools. For 40 years, I believe that successful people are specially designed for success, specially engineered for success. God showed me that is a lie. We are all designed for success. God in his mercy will show us what we must change. I mostly failed because I ignored the first step, preparation for the task ahead. And that was from Natalia. Thank you, Natalia. That was great. Judy says, I love reinforcing the idea of letting the Holy Spirit lead in what we need to focus on. Yeah, it's up to the Holy Spirit. I love the get free, get focused, go far theme. Amen to the best year class. Hey, someone's asking, is it possible for a Christian to be totally free with no bondages? Really free? That's one of my goals. That's a really great question. I think that there is a level of freedom that we can walk in. We're never going to be completely sinless because there was only one who lived a completely sinless life. But I think that there's more and more levels of freedom. I do. I think that we can and should walk in greater levels of freedom. Dorothy's like, you go, Donna, stay on this. There you go. Linda shared, This she's my here's my excuse. After all I've been through today, I deserve this. Yep. Or I've been good all day. You know what? This isn't going to hurt. Yeah. That's honest. After all I've been through, I deserve this. So, but how can you switch that around? Say, you know, after all I've been through today, I deserve to, you know, have a bath. Or I deserve time in God's presence. Or I deserve a walk around the block. Is there a healthier reward? Judy says, I love this new campaign. Behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated. This is tough, but so good. Brandy says, I am in. Lynn says, I am in for the 21 days. Janky says, she is in. Marlene says, I'm in. I really need to think about how. I have no money, so how do I get a reward? So now you have to think of an intangible, you have to think of a reward that's not going to cost a lot of money. So you're married, talk to your husband. What kind of a reward would you like? Maybe it's time off. Kristen says, I'm in. I know what I need to do. I just need to figure out what I really want to reward myself. Yeah, it's got to be big. It's got to be huge. You know, Marlene, do you have a family member who would babysit so that you and your husband could have a romantic weekend together? Something like that? Lynn wants to go to Fiji. I love it, for sure. And you can see my new wardrobe because I can't go to Fiji with the same handful of outfits. Christine says, every day I put some money in a jar. I think I need to see something daily. Even if I stretch to 100, I have a hard time coming up with a reward that will get me out of bed. I will pray that the Father will show you an idea. Yeah, and I think that that's the test. If it's not enough to get you out of bed, it's not a big enough reward. That's it. Ha ha! Natalia says, my 14-year-old daughter wants to win the reward. Norma says, this has been incredibly helpful. This is the basis of all stronghold and breakthrough. I'm going for it with Jesus and the Holy Spirit's help. Thank you, Donna. I feel freer already. Lynn says, I'm planning what I'm going to do. One thing I'm doing is getting rid of all the weeds in my yard and clean up everything. One of my goals is a fantastic yard for the year. My reward will be enjoying the yard. Yeah, there you go. Victoria's on day 15 of her fast. I use a quarter cup of kefir. It's white. Yeah, I think kefir is good for you, actually. Yeah, kefir. Everything I'm hearing is that kefir is like the greatest thing in the world. I haven't tried it yet. Yep, see, somebody said, I did an all or nothing. Yeah, this is good. I won't give your name. She's like, the first renewal, I was going to do $40 worth of new clothes, and I had to do no whites for 21 days. I fell on the first day, and that's it. I gave up. Yeah. So you've got to give yourself a tiny bit of wiggle room. Tiny bit of wiggle room. Not a lot. Not a lot, but there needs to be a little. It can't be like if you blow it one day, it's over. Don't make it something where you don't set yourself up to fail. Set yourself up to succeed. Now make it hard. Make it a lot of work. Don't make it something where, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get to into the third day and I'll have fallen on my face and have to give away the gift card I just bought 2 days ago. Set yourself up to succeed. So think it through. Think it through. And I'm really excited to see some people share the vision for what you're doing, and that'll inspire some other ladies. Another of my goals is writing a book. I'm making a goal to work on it 1 hour a day instead of just thinking about it. Good job. Yeah, kefir is a type of is a form of probiotics. Very good, very good. Donna says, thank you for the inspiration. I've been in a battle of doing the things I do not want to do, and yet praising God to get me through disappointment in myself step by step. You are a great resource with great tools. Life is good and God is great. I like that. Let me see if anybody raised their hand. It's the funniest thing. I have other classes that people raise their hands and talk to me, but this class, no. Interesting. Benita says, this is a great challenge. Even before this webinar, God pointed out a behavior that needs changed. And also, I need to add the PM cleansing drink. The reward is being decided on. Okay. Can I try to lose 15 pounds in 3 weeks? Probably. Yeah, it depends on, I mean, you know, if you weigh 130 pounds, no. But if you've got like 100 pounds to lose, then yeah, I think it's very doable. Any other questions, comments? That looks like it. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm excited about it. Let's all find another gear and let's consider that. You know, so that involves giving it some thought, right? That's the command. The command says, hey, put some thought into this. Consider it. How can you, yes, you, how can you be the one who lights a fire in the Facebook group? Not me. Not me. How can you go look in the mirror and say, hey, you in the mirror, how can you be the person who spurs everybody else on? How can you be the one who gets everybody else inspired with your example? That's my challenge. Because I give this everything I've got. But I want you to consider, and this is what the Bible says, you consider how you can spur one another on. That's my challenge. We'll see you guys in the Facebook group. God bless.